Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing how to tell if no contact is working. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing how to tell if no contact is working. So when I say no contact, I am referencing the no contact rule, which is something I suggest you implement if you've been dumped and want to try to get your ex back. There are many different versions of a no contact rule that you can find online, and I believe that my version gives you the best possible chance of trying to get your ex back. So I suggest that you subscribe to my podcasts so that you can familiarise yourself with my version of a no contact rule. So if you implement my version of a no contact rule, how can you tell if it's working? So in today's podcast, I'm going to be giving you three reasons why you know it is working, and hopefully that will reassure you to know that you are giving yourself the best possible chance of trying to get your ex back. So let's get straight into this. And number one is, if you do it right, then it's working, okay? So this doesn't mean that your ex will necessarily get in touch. This doesn't mean that you will definitely get your ex back, because unfortunately there is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. However, no contact works. And what I mean by that is it will start to pull on their heart, okay? That's a fact. No contact works. It will increase the likelihood of your ex wanting to get in touch with you. And this is due to a few reasons, but mainly that we as human beings, we put a lot of value into things which are rare and which are scarce. And that is why we find things such as diamonds very appealing, because they're rare, okay? And you can think about that on all of your other rare items in the world. And that also goes for people and people's time. So if you remove your time from somebody, if you remove your interest, then that will start to pull on their heartstrings. That will start to intrigue your ex. Now, you might be thinking, well, they dumped me, so why on earth are they going to be wanting my interest? Well, they want it subconsciously, okay? They don't want it consciously. They've obviously told you it's over, I don't want to see you again. But subconsciously, they will be assuming that you're going to reaffirm their position as the more powerful person. They made the decision to end the relationship. They are in a position of power. And if you are somebody who begs, pleads, tries to reason with them, then subconsciously to them, you are reaffirming their position of somebody who is powerful, who is of high value, because you're basically saying, look, you know, I'm not good enough. I need you in my life. You know, I'm a better person with you around, all of these kind of things. And that is really going to give them an extra self-esteem boost. And it's actually going to increase the gap between you both, okay? However, if you respectfully accept their decision, you know, you're probably going to say to them, look, I don't want this to happen. I want to stay together. I want to work this through. But, you know, what else can I do? You know, and if at that stage you say, if you ever want to talk again, just get in touch. So you're showing emotional self-control. You're telling your ex, you're telling your partner at the time that you don't want it to end. But basically, you're respecting their decision. Okay. I mean, you probably don't want to say, you know, I respect your decision, you know, but just do it in your mannerisms and in your behavior. Just respect it. Don't beg, don't plead, don't try to reason. Don't be overly emotional, don't be irrational. make sure you maintain emotional self-control. If you do all of that, and then you manage to walk away and just think, okay, look, they've dumped me. The ball is now in their court. I've done everything that I can, and I've managed to keep my own kind of value as high as it can be, then that is going to be pulling on their heartstrings. And after a certain period of time, it's different in every instance. It could be days, weeks, months, it could be a year. It might never happen. But in most instances, if you do everything right, then this is going to start nagging on your ex. It's going to start pulling on their heartstrings. It's going to start intriguing them. And it really does increase the likelihood of them one day reaching out to you and contacting you. Just when you very least expect it, it often happens. So if you do no contact right, if you follow my principles, then it is working. It's definitely working. But whether or not it's enough to get it across the line, whether it's enough to make your ex actually contact you, well, nobody knows for sure. That's in the balance. But what I can tell you is that it is working. It is increasing the chances. And ultimately, if you want to try to imagine it, then, you know, your ex is a certain distance away from you emotionally. And if you do everything right, then you are slowly but surely pulling them closer towards you. Now, if they're already so far away, then some of this pulling doesn't get them across the line, then they will never contact you again. As I said, it doesn't always happen. But if they are a reasonable distance away, like in most instances after a breakup, then if you kind of do this and you behave in the correct way, then you will manage to get them over that line where they're so intrigued, they're starting to miss you, and they will reach out. And at that stage, you move on to the second element, you might say, the second stage of trying to get them back, which is they've contacted you and now you need to rebuild the connection from there. So anyway, now let's move on to point number two, to how to tell if no contact is working. And that is, you start to remember who you are. So once you go into no contact, you will start to remember who you are, because basically you have blended into this other person so much within your relationship. And lots of people stop becoming individuals and they become like one molded person with their ex, their partner at the time. And I'm a big believer that you need to stay an individual within a relationship. You know, it is all about teamwork, but you still need to remember who you are. And quite often after a breakup, people really feel lost. They feel like they've got nothing kind of involved in their life. And that's because that they lost who they was as an individual in the relationship. And once you go into no contact, once you actually kind of decide to yourself, right, I'm no longer going to chase this person, all of a sudden you start to remember who you are. All of a sudden you start to realize that those activities that you used to like to do years ago that your ex didn't, all of a sudden you can do them again. You know, all of a sudden you can watch that TV show that your ex hated but you really liked. You know, all of a sudden you start to remember who you are, and you also start to realize that if you ever get in a relationship again with somebody else, or your ex again, if you get them back, that you do need to hold on to some of these things, okay? Relationships are about teamwork, they are about compromise, but you do need to maintain your individuality. And in some instances, people give that up too easily. You've got to be respectful, of course. I'm not saying you can just do all of your stuff and none of your exes and, you know, all of that. But, you know, there's certain things, certain activities, certain hobbies, certain interests you need to maintain outside of a relationship for it to stay healthy. So you can often start to remember who you are, who you was, and who you're going to be in the future. And this can be quite a positive feeling. All of a sudden, you start to get those first positive feelings that you've had for a while, because you're thinking, you know what, I'm actually enjoying doing this. I'm enjoying seeing my friends a bit more. I'm enjoying being able to go out and do something without having to ask permission, because my ex was almost like my parent, because they would always have to, you know, confirm if it was okay or not. You know, if you was in a relationship like that, then not only is that unhealthy, but you're definitely going to appreciate you being able to have a bit more space and be able to remember who you are. So now let's get into the third point and the final part of today's podcast. And this is the third reason why you can tell if no contact is working. And that is because you start to grow as a person. So this is linking on to point number two. But not only are you remembering who you are and who you was, you now start to grow. You now start to think, you know what, I like this kind of activity. Maybe I'll try that type of activity. Or maybe you're thinking, okay, you know, I've always wanted to do this. Well, you know what? I'm going to do it. I've always wanted to travel, so I'm going to do it. I've always wanted to learn this skill. Okay, I'm now going to join a course that allows me to. I've always wanted to get fitter, so now I'm going to. You know, you've got the time and now you've got the impetus to actually try to push forward and become a better person. And if you do that, you will grow as a person. And this is so important, not only just for yourself, because it's so important to have this within your own self-esteem, but it will increase your value in everybody else's eyes, because you are growing, you are pushing forward, you are being somebody who is not just sitting around and wallowing, you're actually going through self-improvement, and that will increase your value in the eyes of your ex, as well as be value in the eyes of other people. And you don't know, you know, you don't know who you're going to connect with in the future. You might be thinking, I really want my ex back right now, but you just don't know. You know, you might bump into somebody that's an even better connection for you than your ex, and they might really like you because of something you've just recently started doing. You might meet somebody new at a new class, at a new group that you've joined, and that is all because you've gone through self-improvement. On the flip side, you might join a new class because you want to go through self-improvement. Your ex might find out about this, maybe through social media, maybe through friends of friends, maybe because they just kind of see you one day and they think, oh, what? Why are they going there? You know, what are you doing? You know, and all of this, it adds to social proofing, which suggests to your ex that you are somebody who is of high value because you're just pushing forward with your life, you're not wallowing, and in that respect, it can really help you try to get your ex back as well. So however you look at it, you want to grow as a person, and that is something that when you know no contact's working, because you start to feel like you can do this, you know, you start no contact and things can feel very difficult, but once you start to feel that you can grow as a person, that is when you know no contact is working, because all of a sudden you do have that impetus to push forward. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. I hope anybody who has been dumped and wants to try to get your ex back, hope you're feeling positive, okay? It doesn't always happen. I don't tell lies. I don't try to give you false hope. It doesn't happen in every instance, but you do stand a great chance of hearing from your ex again. And then if you want to, because who knows, maybe you've changed your mind by this stage, but if you want to, you can try to rebuild your connection. So make sure you subscribe to my podcasts, and I'll drop another one soon.